The Masters Playground.
Welcome to another episode of The Masters Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo. Hi. Hello. Oh my God, what a week. Okay. What a week. Oh my goodness. It's been so, I don't know, like, you know, theme park-ish, roller coasters. Yeah. A guest that once came on, who is an amazing astrologer, Christopher Witecki, highlights how all of us are transitioning from one mountain of existence into our new mountain of existence. So with that, things are changing, my loves. Astrologically, everything is shifting. You know, people are out, others are in. You know, everything is being stripped. Anything that's just not serving us anymore. It could be a job, it could be a relationship, situation, it could be anything. Whoosh. Over. It's over. So with that, it's really interesting. Last week's episode focused on the number 8 and how we're letting go and allowing the divine to completely lead us to our authentic truths, right? Insert this week, and we are shifting. Yes. So there's a lot of anxiety and a lot of fear that's surfacing. And thus, the title of this episode, Fear. So before I dive into all things fear-based, I want to take a moment to bow to my divine self. I invite you to join me. And this is nothing more than a moment than tuning into your higher self, connecting to the divine, and allowing your authentic self, infinite teacher, to awaken from within. So placing our hands into prayer position in front of our heart chakras. Take a breath in. Exhale. And on the next breath, we'll begin. Om Namo Gurudev. So let's dive in. Yes, fear. All right, let's start off with, you know, some definition of fear, shall we? Just in case we forgot. Fear. It's a verb. To be afraid of something or someone. To expect or worry about something bad or unpleasant. And to be afraid and worried. Yeah, that's some pretty heavy stuff. So, there's some common fears out there. The first one I want to take a look at, you know, I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on and on. But let me start by highlighting something for us. So much going on. Craziness. Okay, my experience has been that all of feelings and emotions in the world can basically be narrowed down to two: love and fear. All positive feelings, emotions are love-based. All negative feelings and emotions are fear-based. So in other words, we are either coming from love or we are coming from fear. It's that simple. Now, fear goes into a whole plethora of different morphs, expressions. It has different grips on us. So let's dive into just a few, shall we? The first one comes down to one statement. What will happen to me in the future? This one's a juicy one because thoughts such as what will happen to me if I lose my job? Right? That's a future-based fear. Where will the money come from? How will I have shelter? Where will food come from? Where will my shelter be? It also morphs into, what will happen if I lose this relationship? I will be alone forever. Nobody will want me. Nobody will love me. I need this person for my own well-being, for my survival. I can't take care of myself. I want to pause right there for a second, and I'll keep going into the fear a little bit more, but I want to start off with a song because I do know there's some serious breakups going on out there. Why? Because if it didn't serve you, we're changing players. So for those of you, know, this goes out to everyone who perhaps is going through that particular transition. Yes. Very good. Enjoy.
Loving someone new instead of
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Patsy Cline. You are listening to The Masters Playground. My name is Chrissy Stereo, and we are now broadcasting every Thursday night on SkidRowStudios.com. We have moved from Fridays to Thursdays, and it's a beautiful shift, I've got to tell you. It really is. You're also invited to give us a call at 1-800-893-9562, where we will do Kabbalah Tarot. Yes, let me translate. Kabbalah Tarot. Yeah. One question, one caller, please. Okay, so beautiful. We are talking about some common fears. And it's so appropriate because things are shifting dramatically. You know, and a lot of people are going through a lot of anxiety, a little shock. You know. Or some individuals are actually handling the changes themselves. You know, and really moving forward in, I must do this kind of, you know, ways. But at the same time, they're facing a lot of their own challenges, their own fears. So it's either happening to you or you're doing it. But regardless, we're navigating through change, which I've highlighted is nothing more than another word for healing. Right? So the first fear that we've been talking about is fear of the future. What will happen to me if? How will I do this, that? Fear makes us hold on to things longer than we need to. Fear drives us to make bad choices in our life. For example, I would rather stay in this job that is completely unfulfilling, where I'm not delivering my gifts and talents, where I'm hiding my potential so that I could receive this paycheck every 2 weeks. Because I would rather this than face my fear around money. I would rather stay in this relationship that is completely unfulfilling, that I have not grown and evolved within in a very long time, because I'd rather not face my fear of being alone. So there's a lot of worry and being afraid, you know, energy of being afraid in this world. But what one needs to ask is, who is worrying? Who is afraid? The ego, the mind. When we rely on our ego to make choices in our life, we feel afraid. We feel filled with anxiety. When we rely on our soul, our infinite self, we feel peaceful and we feel calm. Creator, you know, the universe, the divine, all this magic dust that is the reality that we're alive in this illusionary reality, created everything. You know, you don't see animals freaking out about having enough, where shelter is going to be, where food is going to be. You know, it's very unique for humans to embrace that. So, more often than not, you know, there's a lot of people that are sketchedout.com, right? Having these thoughts of, you know, these prevailing fear-based thoughts. How am I going to do this? What's going to happen? Oh my God, you know, really getting into a high level of anxiety. Because guess what? it's time to heal that too. You know what I mean? So the thing to remember is that everything you need is coming to you. You are attracting everything that you need. You are a magnet. This is the Aquarian age, everyone. We magnetize. And with the Aquarian, you know, the rising Aquarian times, we're coming into a much more rich and profound experience of what that means. Because you know, we know by experience, not by getting lost in the concept of, yeah, man, you know, the intellectual side of things. The only thing about all of this, though, is that it takes patience. It takes patience to trust that everything is coming to you. Fear and worry are just a waste of energy. It teaches you something. It's great. It's a marker. But it is a waste if we decide to stay there. The best way to use this particular energy, you know, fear of the future, is to build your inner self up, to consolidate yourself, to use the energy to discipline yourself so that you're not listening to your mind or your ego. Use this energy to relax and trust and to listen to your own intuition. So that's the first fear, the fear of the future, which has all of these different branches. What am I going to do without this person? What am I going to do without this job? Oh my God. You freak out, man. Right on. All right, so another popular fear, shall we? Drum roll. The number two fear that we have as humans is fear of being judged by others. Before I get into all that information, I'm going to highlight or dive into a song that captures the energy of what, you know, I live in Hollywood, well, technically by the beach, but, you know, I'm a Hollywood girl, you know, everything is here. This is the center of everything, right? And because of the media and the different types of attention and the different types of aspirations that are found here, judgment of others is a little bit of the playground. So, with that in mind, I want to dive into a song that probably has one of the best bass lines ever. So with that, enjoy. We'll be right back. open up left field. Oh, yes. I love that song. I have ever since it came out. That bass line. My loves. Ravers. Do you remember? That's all I'm saying. Yes, you are listening to the Masters Playground. My name is Chrissy Stereo, and we are taking a real juicy, intense look at fear. Oh my God, I'm so scared. I'm scared. I'm freaking out. There's change. Oh my God, there's healing going on. This is horrible. Oh, it's so magical, the times that we are in. Truly amazing. Okay, so we've taken a look at a couple fears, right? The first one is fear of the future, right? The second one, what was the second one? I'm having a little moment here. Yes, Jenny. It was judgment, right on. Yeah, that's Jenny, the board operator. You can't see her, but she's ultra groovy. She's got purple hair. She's totally ruling the radio world. All right. Yes, so the second one is judgment. Right, okay, so, where was I? Okay, so with judgment, you know, we have thoughts like, oh, no, I can't do that, I can't do that. What would my mother think? Or, no, I can't do that. What would my husband think? You know? Oh, you know, if I do that, it's really gonna hurt them. It would really upset them if I did this. If I lived my dreams, if I lived my destiny, all my friends would leave me. And so what we're really fearing is that those people will not approve of us if we simply are who we are. You know? We fear that they'll judge us. And it happens. Mind you. Okay, judgment is had in the world. It is a valid frequency because not everyone's doing the work. Right? And if people judge themselves, they're going to judge you. Right? So more chances than not, you're going to bump into these individuals who will bestow judgment. So, all right. So that's that. Why navigate your life around it, though? I'm going to give you a little quote from Yogi Bhajan. He says, "Do not seek approval from others. Seek approval from yourself." Yeah. I also like highlighting this because I mentioned in a previous episode where, you know, if you have a square or an opposition, you know, everyone should be, you know, embracing their natal charts and really looking at, okay, what are the challenges that I have to face in this lifetime? And squares and oppositions totally highlight where the opportunity, what your soul signed up to do. And one of mine, you know, is literally this fear of being judged. It's the only opposition that I have in my chart. I came into this life, oh my God, I've got to, you know, that's going to be my Achilles heel, if you will. What I'm part of the work that I'm here to do, right? So judgment, fearing the judgment of others, the approval of others, the love from others, fearing that they'll reject us. So ask yourself, how many times have we done something just for the approval of others? How many times have we not lived our destiny in order to avoid rejection by others? I have. I know I have, man. You know, everybody has. Small, medium, large, whatever it is, everyone has done this or is doing this. Right? So yeah, we do it all the time. And again, this is just more ego mind games that keep you from really fulfilling your destiny in this lifetime. It's important to remember that it is not the people around you that is your true security. Their conditional love is not your security. Your true security is in your soul and in your infinite self. That is real security. It's also important to remember that fear is the force of energy. Fear is the force of energy. Really resonate with that. Fear is the force of energy, right? The ego. Getting all up in there. The best way to manage fear is to jump right into it before the ego and the mind can get in there and generate more fear and more anxiety and paralyze you from moving forward. Once you make that first step and face that fear, however small, energy will start to move. Yes. You are listening to the Master's Playground. My name is Chrissy Stereo. The phone lines are open. Yes, we know this. And I see you callers. Hi, I see you. I see my audience in these beautiful graphs and charts in front of me. Not everybody's picking up the phone just yet, but you know what? That too will come. It will come. If you're into just watching the show, that's cool. But if you feel it, 1-800-893-9562 for a free Kabbalah Tarot reading. All right. The third major fear. Right? And this one's a juicy one. Fear of death. Yes. All forms are born. And as such, all forms will die. We could see this in nature with our seasons, right? Physical isn't something that we talk about in our cultures. You know, physical death. We don't really talk about that too much, especially in the West. You don't see it as a point of casual conversation or a philosophical point too much outside of, you know, certain tribal circles. So once again, we need to ask ourselves a question. Who is afraid of physical death? And the answer is the ego. The ego is afraid of death. But if you go deep into yourself and experience your true identity, that is complete pure awareness, that is just observing this moment, that is listening to this voice, that is not afraid, you feel that your true identity is that infinite soul. The infinite soul that was never born and that will never die. That is the timeless truth of the soul. The ego, the mind, and the personality will disappear. It's just fact. It will. But you do not disappear. Living your life with this truth will help you not get caught up in all the details of life, all these, you know, triggers of fear. You know, When we signed up, man, I'm sure that we were, I always like to see like this, visualize this like command center, you know, of energetic light beings. And we're like, oh my God, I'm going back in. Yes. And this is the matrix that I'm coming in into. Oh my gosh. And those are the parents that I selected. And this is my chart. Yeah. Let's make sure that it's mathematically like this, because this is really going to help me understand this perspective, blah, blah, blah. Right. I always visualize it. We weren't scared, man. We were not scared when we came. We weren't. I bet we were really excited. Like, oh my gosh, I get to go through this experience. But once we get here, we're like, oh my God, people. And then we hurt each other. Yeah. And we like to pretend that the other person is not you. Yeah, the details. So with this truth, our souls can start to live a life with courage. And nothing can touch you once you face your fear of death. Nothing. Yes. I've mentioned in a previous episode that this is the year of eight. It is also the pranic body. Okay, we have multiple bodies of consciousness, not just one. One of which is the pranic body. Breath, breath, breath. This is the year where we're letting go. And letting the divine, right? We're letting go and just totally just going, yeah, man, I just know everything's coming. It's just, it's already happening. But in order to get from that, to that, there's some deprogramming you have to go through. And the universe is ensuring it by taking away that which is false, taking away that which is not a vibrational match, taking away that so that you can begin to work on whatever it is you came into this world to do. So I highlight breath because with change, one is prone to anxiety, one is prone to the mind freaking out, the ego freaking out, right? So a lot of the navigating, how do we navigate with fear? All right. I do have clients that actually, they contact me and they're like, oh my God, I'm freaking out, the whole thing. And one of the tools is this. If you master your breath, you master your life. So the pranic body. There's a variety of different breathing techniques that we can embrace. Especially during those times of panic, freak out, right? When no one's looking, oh my God, I'm freaking out, man, right? And there's different patterns out there. One that I highly recommend for immediate, I can't remember all of these meditations or all of these breathing techniques. Just remember this, 20-20-20. Inhale for 20 seconds. Hold for 20 seconds. Exhale for 20 seconds. Rinse and repeat as needed. And you'll notice the shift. And you'll notice yourself connecting to your infinite self. You'll notice that your nerves calm down. So, in honor of that, let's play our final song for tonight. Telepop music. Breathe. Enjoy. Thank you. Beautiful. You're listening to The Master's Playground. My name is Chrissy Stereo. And in this episode, we have embraced all things fear. What? Oh my God, I'm freaking out. Fear. Yes. Why? There's a lot of shifts. There's a lot of changes. And with that comes a lot of fears. They get triggered. Just remember to breathe through it all, my loves. All right. So we've come down to the portion of the show where I dive into the tarot card reading for the energies that we can anticipate for the coming week. Yeah. What a ride we have been on. All right. So the energies that we can anticipate for the coming week include the Emperor. Yes, that is the overall energy of this coming week. So what's happening here? It's the benevolent leader. I think I messed up the pronunciation on that. The benevolent leader. Okay. There are considerations for others, the subjects, if you will. Doing what's best for his or her people, the emperor. Well, his people, because it's the emperor. All right. So key words with this is protection, authority, empowered, and peace. Thank God. Because this last week was like, hold on, man, here we go. You know, it was great. It was so cool. Like, it was like some weird roller coaster. It was great, man. All right. I digress. So this is a symbol of wisdom gained from one's life's challenges. Okay? So what can we anticipate? It's going to be this wisdom. You know, we're going to become more self-embodied with that truth. Yes, sure knowledge that with the power of right thought and action. Okay, so we're going to be very balanced. We're going to think correctly. It is through this realm that peace can be restored into your life. It also aids us with pushing forward in our own lives successfully. Think of it as the ram head. If you look at the card, hold on. Well, this depiction doesn't highlight it, but in other tarot decks, there's like more of a ram head. It's a call for breaking through the shell of disorganized thoughts to gain serenity, where clear vision is attained through altitude and perspective. So basically, what can we anticipate this week? That we have forced our way clear of inner turmoil and confusion to arrive to a higher plateau. There is that. So that's great. It sounds so peaceful, doesn't it? That's the coming week. I also like to ask, how can we navigate? What are the energies that we could utilize to navigate? So we're going to becoming, you know, we're going to become more self-embodied. We're going to see a little bit more clearly. We're going to be much more filled with wisdom. All the stuff that we've been through. So how do we navigate? We got one of my all-time favorite cards. The Chariot. And with this comes the willingness to surrender. It also means that we confront our fears. It offers the illusion of control. But really, it's spirit that's moving us forward. So we're letting go and allowing more of spirit to guide us. So with this, keywords, movement, travel, advancement, victory, a little bit of conflict because there is duality. So we're going to be navigating some water still. And really, it's going to call forth, you know, we're going to have to grab into our bag of goodies and just go, all right, man, I trust it. I trust it. Oh my God. Okay. I'm doing this. I trust it. So it's going to be kind of like that, right? This is highlighting that we have finally begun to marshal all of the opposing thoughts that have been in our way and that have been in our way of creating a powerful inner union of essentials. Belief, confidence, self-acceptance, self-love that will propel us to our desired outcome. The initial work has been done. We've released the power of will, focused. Let me read that a little bit differently. We're releasing the power of will, and we're being focused on the power of desire and targeting the anticipated destination with a blessing from the universe. So that's what's happening there. It's also highlighting that it'll be time for us to enjoy the journey. I'm looking forward to this week, especially after this really yummy cleansing session we just went through. My name is Chrissy Stereo. You could find me at triplegoddesspro.me. I have a sale that's happening. It's about to conclude, I think, midweek. So I invite you to go ahead and reach out. Take advantage of that. Variety of different services, different tarot card readings, shamanic work, sound healing. I also invite you to sign up on the newsletter. I like to send little gifts of insight every few days or so. Sometimes every day, sometimes every few days. Sometimes you won't hear from me for a week. It all depends on this ride, where I'm at, and what's happening. All right. There's one more card that I ended up asking. And basically, I just said, what else do we need to know about the coming week? And we ended up getting the Six of Wands. And with this, Spirit is highlighting that we are following destiny, but there's more to unfold. We have the sense of doing the right thing, but we don't know why. Why it is. So we're a little foggy. We're, you know, anticipate being a little foggy this week. The advice here is that we're supposed to be in flow and to fulfill our purpose one day at a time. So don't project into the future and go, oh my God, how am I going to freak out? You know, like, how am I going to deal? You know, just stay focused on the now, man. Stay focused on the now. Okay. I believe that's the party. I'm going to go ahead and close out with a song. Before I do so, send everyone off with a blessing. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Chrissy Stereo. My name is Chrissy Stereo, and you can find me at triplegoddesspro.me. So as I fade out with some music here, may the longtime sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and the pure light within you guide your way on. Sat Nam. I love you. I'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Love each other, each other, the masters play.